Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of unusual miracles and pleasant surprises. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. The Bible records how God worked unusual miracles through the hand of Paul. And in this season, God wants us to be proactive in asking Him anything that we need. Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." Hallelujah. You are welcome back to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifune. I'm your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God. Big shout out to all our friends, well-wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today, IFT. God richly bless you for your deliberate effort and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, just click on the share button and spread the gospel to the world. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwar. An anointed man of God, empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after this short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere.
It pays to serve Jesus. I speak from my heart. He'll always be with us. If we do our part, there's nothing this wide world can place your effort. There's peace and contentment in serving the Lord. And often when I'm tempted to turn from the track, I think of my Savior, my mind wanders back to the place where they nailed Him on Calvary tree. I heard the voice saying, "I suffered for thee. I love Him far better than in days of yore. I'll serve Him more truly than ever before. I'll do as He bids me, whatever the cost. I'll be a true soldier."
Amen, amen, and amen. "I'll be a true soldier and I'll die at my post." A beautiful song, a hymn song done by Annie Francis titled "It Pays to Serve Jesus." Amen. I hope you were blessed by that song. You're welcome back, and here's God's word to us on the 21st day in the month of May 2024. Serve God on His own terms. Our opening scripture is from Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. Then Jesus said to His disciples, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Lord, we are grateful for a beautiful day that you have made and you've caused us to be part of it. We thank you for the gift of life. We are appreciative of your word that has come to us today. We receive it with grateful hearts and with understanding in Jesus' name. Amen. There are many believers who think that they can serve God on their own terms. Beloved, that is practically impossible because God is not begging anyone to serve Him. Hence, He makes His terms and conditions for followership very clear to everyone who wishes to subscribe to it. In other words, you either choose to serve Him on His own terms and conditions, or you don't. Never think that God will ever beg any human person to serve Him. In the story of the prodigal son, notice that his father did not go begging him to come back home, even though he was very eager to see his beloved son back in the house. In Luke chapter 15 verse 20, Jesus said of the prodigal son, "So he," the prodigal son, "got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. Notice that even though his father did not stop loving and longing for his son after he took a personal decision to leave his father's house, he allowed his son to exercise his given free will to decide to either return home or not. And when the boy decided to return to the father, he was pleased to receive his son because he had been longing to see him return home. In the same way, God returns to those who return to him. In Zechariah chapter 1 verse 3, God said to the prophet, "Therefore say to the people, this is what the Lord of heaven's armies says. Return to me and I will return to you, says the Lord of heaven's armies." So never think that if you choose to walk away from God, unless you serve him on your own terms, that he will come begging you to change your mind. No, he will not do that. He may give you time to come to your senses and return to him so that he too may return to you. It is not the other way around. Or he will raise other people who will do better than you to replace you. If you read Luke chapter 19 verses 37 to 40, you will observe that when the Pharisees tried to stop the people from praising Jesus during his triumphant entry into Jerusalem, Jesus didn't plead with them to allow the people to shout the Messianic praises, so that scripture might be fulfilled that he told them that if they would not allow themselves to be used to fulfill prophecy, stones will be raised in their place. Beloved, consider every opportunity given to you to serve God as a very rare privilege, which should be guarded with all diligence and gratitude. While some pastors or church leaders may try to persuade you to serve in the house of God, it is not so with God. You either choose to serve him willingly with all your heart or on his own terms, or he doesn't need your service. Never consider yourself too rich, sophisticated, talented, or too socially powerful for God's service. If God ever gave you the privilege or opportunity to serve him in any category, please don't joke with it. For example, God doesn't accept worship from everybody who claims to worship him. You can find that referenced in John chapter 4 verses 23 and 24. Therefore, re-examine yourself and be sure that you are serving God indeed, or repent and begin to serve him on his own terms, because that is the only way you can receive a reward from the Almighty God. Shalom. Let us pray together. Believers, you say after me, "Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for considering me trustworthy to appoint me to your service. Please give me strength to do your work faithfully on your own terms with eagerness, gratitude, and a humble heart. In Jesus' name, and we all say, Amen."
Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. "Oh Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe he died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name," and you say, "Amen." Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you have entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you, and we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Pawhucket, River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MTA Mwoba Road, Rumokuta, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the Scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below. We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen. Thank you so much, friends, brothers, and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is Till Annie Francis singing, It Pays to Serve Jesus. I'm your host, your friend, and beloved brother, Alex Afanifana. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.
It pays to serve Jesus. I speak from my heart. He'll always be with us. If we do our part, there's nothing this wide world can place your effort. There's peace and contentment in serving the Lord. And often when I'm tempted to turn from the track, I think of my Savior, my mind wanders back to the place where they nailed him on Calvary tree. I heard the voice saying, I suffered for thee. I love him far better than in days of yore. I'll serve him more truly than ever before. I'll do as he bids me, whatever it cost. I'll be a true soldier, I'll die at my post. There's no one like Jesus can share me today. His love and his kindness can never fade away. In winter and summer, in sunshine and rain, His love and affection are always the same. Will you have this blessing that Jesus bestows? A free, full salvation from sin bitter throes. Oh, come to the Savior to Calvary flee. The fountain is open, it's flowing for thee. I love him far better than in days of yore. I serve him more truly than ever before.